the magical journey of God is Chrissy Marie. I hope and trust all is well on your side of the globe. I hope you're living good, feeling good. I hope you are tapping into your pleasure, your joy, your laughter. I hope that you are centering yourself and fulfilling your destiny. And I have a question for you today. Are you living a life that feels good to your soul? Are you listening to what the matrix tells you you should be doing? Are you consuming data, a media that's telling you the sky is going to fall? And if so, is it your reality? I really want you to think about it, because this is a question I'm pondering for myself as well too, and I've been thinking about it as of lately. The narrative that I'm taking in, is it supporting me? Because on a higher level, right, on a higher level, I understand there are multiple versions of reality, and I've spoken about this before. I sometimes view reality like the internet, where you can go to whatever website you want to go to, or a television where you can turn to whatever channel you want. And based on what you choose, or whether it's consciously or unconsciously, you're going to get that result. And for me, after just being fed spiritually from one of my great sisters, it's making me think about and ponder, am I tapping into the state of being that really truly feels good to me? Am I being an obedient servant? I hate to say it like that, but you get what I'm saying. Because what I've realized in my life is that those times where I was taken on a narrative that wasn't truly mine, it was uncomfortable. I was unhappy. And those are the times where I was afraid to step into the realm of what I truly desired. For me, I remember being on the job where, when I first started, I did like it. And then it became a point where I literally sat outside almost every day wanting to call in or quit. That doesn't feel good anymore. I told myself after that job, one thing I said, I was like, I'll never do this again, and I don't ever want to work on the weekend. And after that, never got a job where I worked on a weekend. I also told myself I never wanted to be on a job that drained me. And since then, every time I was on a job that I did not like, eventually either I was laid off or I left and found something else. Same thing in a relationship. I remember, you know, being fed that I had to be this long-standing, you know, be with someone and I'm not happy for whatever reason, just stay there. Because of the fear of being alone. After going through that, getting my t-shirt for it, being there, done that, got my t-shirt, I said I'll never do that again. Same thing with friendships, people that's in my life. I realized, listen, if this connection is not elevating me and we are not growing and it's not reciprocal, I don't want any parts of it. So that's why I bring you today. Are you living a life that edifies you? Are you doing a job or a profession or art that brings you joy? What is it? Because I feel like a lot of people wonder why they're low on energy, why they're low on life force, why they can't take that first step. 9 times out of 10, you're probably listening to a narrative that's not even for you, that's not even designed for you, or you're probably reaching for a life that you really truly don't want. I remember there was a season in my life where I thought I absolutely wanted a mansion. And pretty much, I'm pretty sure a lot of people in the West thought that. But now, when I think about it, it actually disgusts me. For me, because I don't want to have to be responsible for definitely not cleaning it or finding people to clean it. For me, I realized where I'm at in my life, I don't need a quote-unquote big space. That just doesn't feel good to me. For me, I'm in a season of my life where packing like living life feels better for my evolution. Doesn't mean 5 or 6 years later, from now, I might want it, but just right now. So again, I'm asking you, are you living a life that truly feels good to your mind, your body, and your soul? Are you doing the things on a daily basis that edifies you? Are you able to hear your inner voice that's talking to you? Because that's the truth of the matter. Our inner selves, our body is always communicating to us. I'll give y'all a prime example. So today, when I woke up, I wanted to instantly go to the gym, but I was still tired. And I must admit, y'all, I fought with myself back and forth. And my body was like, lay the fuck down. You are sleepy. You are still tired. Lay down. And I ended up listening to a message from a sister that I love so dearly. And, you know, she was basically talking about it. Like, your body is always communicating with you. But when you're not listening to your body, you're fighting against it. Now, granted, I'm off today. Today is a Sunday. This is the day where usually I may go to the market, clean up, or whatever the case may be. But I realized I was fighting myself. And I told myself, I was like, I have to stop this shit. Now, granted, I am about to go to the gym because that is a part of my edification. And that is something that I made a pact to myself that I want to work out 5 to 7 days a week. And then I rest and chill during my sacred time for about 4 days. But I realized I wasn't on anybody's clock or timeline. It was my timeline. So I just want people to understand that you can live the life that you want to live. Will it happen overnight? Most of the time it does not. But the thing about it, when you start working towards fulfilling your destiny and you start doing the things that truly lights you on fire, that's how you know you're doing the right thing, because you become full of joy. You become full of happiness. You're literally lit up from the inside out. You vibrate on a different level. But when you're constantly on a daily basis doing the things that you absolutely don't want to do, and I'm not talking about the daily stuff that you have to do to survive in this reality, right? We all have to eat. We all have to take a bath, you know, pay bills, clean up. I'm not talking about those things, but I'm talking about outside of those things. Are you doing the things that edify you and bring love and joy and peace into your life? Are you having those type of conversations? Are you taking in the type of media and data that elevates you? Is the media and data you're taking in, is it putting you in a state of fear and doom and gloom? Is that what you're taking in? And if that's the case, is that message aligning with you? What do you see with your eyes? Because I even have to admit, there was a time in my life where I was taking in some things that didn't resonate with me. And I thought about it and I was like, yo, I don't see that. I don't experience that. When I go into life, people love me, care about me, support me, and help me. Even the so-called low vibrational people, they show me love. So I realized I had to stop taking on that narrative of constantly fight or flight, whatever. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Constantly fear and an anxiety and afraid of living my life and being afraid of being all of me. When that's what we truly came here to do, is to be all of yourself. In my opinion, I really feel that's what beautiful means. It means being all of you and fulfilling yourself and fulfilling your destiny. And what I realized, especially some of these people on social media that has like a cult-like following, everybody talk alike, everybody think alike. There's no room for free thought. And people become polarized in their thinking and feeling and experiencing of life. But you have to break up out of that. Break up out of that. Take the chains off your brains. Shout out to my boy, what's his name on YouTube? Daddy Bo One. He said that. Break up out of that. Take the chains off your brain. And people telling you to be afraid to live and to exist and fulfill yourself. And then guess what? You look over there to the left, they're doing exactly what they want to do. They're telling you not to do it, but on the flip side, behind closed doors, they're doing exactly that. That's why I say, are you living a life that fulfills you and fulfills your destiny? Don't listen to somebody telling you how to love and how to relate, how to socialize, how to eat, how to take care of yourself. If that shit doesn't resonate with you, you have an internal guide that's within you. Yes, you do. And like I said before, y'all will be shocked. I said this before. There was someone I knew that was big in the community. No shade to her. And I'm not saying the name. So don't message me and don't ask me. And she was big on this vegan stuff. And word on the curb, where she's at, baby, they say this lady eating hog maws, chitlins, cracklings, everything. And that's why I say be in the middle. Listen, I've studied several schools of thoughts. I've had different ways of living and things like that. And I know I'm going to keep changing. But I'm going to be honest with y'all. Real talk, right now where I'm at in my life, like, I don't even like claiming anything. I'm just a free spirit. I'm here. I'm existing. I'm fulfilling my destiny, having amazing, beautiful experiences. And that's just what it is. Because I realize sometimes when I'm too extreme on one side or the other, I get pulled back on the other side and I'm just pulled into the middle. And I said, you know what? The middle for me, the middle path is perfect. The so-called love and life, I love that. The so-called darkness, I can deal well in it if I have to. I love it here in the middle. But this is for me. Again, don't follow me. You have an internal guide. And shout out to Daddy Boy One, because he said this, and I will always be grateful for him saying this several years ago. He said, if it comes from within you, it's right. How many times are we ignoring ourselves when our body is communicating, when our nervous system is communicating, when spirit is communicating to us, our ancestors are communicating to us, the universe, and we're just ignoring all that because of what somebody else told you you should do, think, have, and feel. No. I invite you to really start trusting yourself. There was a teacher once, she told her students that they cannot contact their higher self. Do you understand how dangerous that is? Of course you can tap into your higher self and your lower self, whatever. All of them are you. You don't need anybody to tell you how to be and to exist. Is it okay to get advice? Yes. Is it okay for spiritual tools and different systems and philosophies? Absolutely. But if those person, places, and things and situations is not directing you back to you, and they are disconnecting you from yourself, you have to be careful. Let me say this again. I don't care who it is. If any person, place, or thing, or situation, philosophy, school of thought, teacher, healer, I don't give a damn. If they are not redirecting you to you to get familiar with you so you can hear your own inner voice, be careful. Be careful, because you always have the answer. You always have the juice. You always have the guide for your life, because before you came here, you decided you were going to have certain experiences. That's my opinion. I feel like the womb that you even came in, you chose that. Okay? So if you had forethought before you came to this realm, how you can't connect to that? Please answer that for me. Don't allow your life to pass you by. And this doesn't mean to get in fear like, oh my God. Bless all the versions of yourself. Lay flowers. You did what you could do at that particular moment. So don't even think about that. And don't get too far in the future. But what I'm saying now is ground yourself in your current energy, in your current place where you're at today. Get grounded in your today. Start asking yourself, what do I need to do? How can I edify myself? How can I fulfill my destiny? What do I need to do? And start listening. Y'all, I'm grabbing my ears right now. Start listening. And you will get the answer. And when you get the answer, go ahead and do it. Trust yourself. So, I'll end here. You know. I appreciate you for supporting me over all these years. And you already know, I love you a long time. From this lifetime to the next. Peace.